Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we will learn refreshing truth that is straight from the Bible.
Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and I hope you're having a wonderful Saturday out there in Bakersfield. And shortly we'll be looking into the Word of God, into the very practical book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 16 to 19. Before we do that, let us pray. Father in heaven, your Word is holy and true and accurate. We ask that we may understand it, and that we may obey it, and that we may live by it, and we may gain insight for life from your book. In Jesus' name, amen. Here we are in Proverbs again. Chapter 6, verses 16 to 19. There are six things which the Lord hates, yes, seven which are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that run rapidly to evil, a false witness who utters lies, and one who spreads strife among brothers. Now this is a construct we see in Proverbs over and over again. There are six things and seven, or three things and four. It's a way of introducing some ideas so you get some attention. So it says there are six things which the Lord hates, yes, seven which are an abomination to him. An abomination is something that God utterly rejects, that God sees as perverted and wicked and wrong, and it's sort of his category for things that are absolutely objectionable to God. So God objects to abominations. He hates these kinds of sins. And there are seven things that says that God hates. Now, let me say that God doesn't hate people. God loves people. But God hates these kinds of sins. He hates these kinds of behaviors. And if a person practices them over and over again, they're going to get in huge trouble with God. So let's have a look at these seven things that God hates, these seven behaviors that are completely unacceptable to the Lord. Number one is haughty eyes. God does not like people who look down on other people, because he's made us all equal in the image of God. He's made us male and female in the image of God. And the book of James talks about this kind of haughtiness in the church, where a rich man and a poor man came into the church, and the rich man was treated with great respect, and the poor man was disrespected and told to sit by the footstool or stand over there in the corner. So that kind of social haughtiness, that social club attitude of I am up and you are down, or I am good looking and you are not, that kind of behavior is something that God truly hates. He doesn't want people looking down on other people. He wants us to love one another, encourage one another, bless one another, and respect one another. God is not into those kind of social games. And people who walk around all the time with an imaginary ladder in their mind, that they're up here on this rung and that person is down there on that rung, they're the kind of people that get in trouble with God, because God will not bless a haughty person. God is far from the proud and close to the humble. It says that again in the book of James. So if you want to be distant from God, if you want God to be a long way from your life, be haughty and proud. God does not appreciate that at all. We remember, I think it's in Luke 18 or Luke 16, there's a Pharisee goes up to the temple to pray. He says, I thank you, Lord, that I'm not like other men and not like that tax gatherer over there. And so he's haughty. And Jesus says that the tax gatherer prayers were heard, that the man who was humble and bowed his head and say, have mercy on me, a sinner. That person's prayer was heard, but the person who was haughty and proud and said, I'm glad that I'm not like other people, that person was not justified. Their prayers were not heard. God is very far from haughty and proud people. A lying tongue. We dealt with that last week, but our tongue has to be truthful. God wants us to be truthful people who walk in the truth, whose yes is yes and whose no is no. God does not like lying, treacherous, deceitful people who go around tricking people or giving people half the truth. It says in the book of Revelation that liars, that is habitual liars, people who practice lies, they will be cast into the lake of fire. God wants us to be straight, people of integrity, people who are righteous, people who are good. And by straight, I'm not talking in the sexual sense there. I'm talking in the sense of being an honest and straightforward person. So God does not like a lying tongue. Our tongue should be part of us that is straight and good and righteous and true. And our words should be reliable. And then number three, it says, and hands that shed innocent blood. So if someone kills someone who's innocent, someone lies in wait for them and murders them like a hitman in the mafia, someone who just kills someone because they're inconvenient and they know too much or about something, and they're killed and they're innocent and they're pure, or people that kidnap girls and kill them and do terrible things like that, or people who are kidnapped and put into sex trafficking and eventually murdered by someone of their clients, this God hates completely. It's an abomination to him. Now, I'm going to touch on a sensitive topic here, the topic of abortion. Now, I can understand that some women are caught up in a lot of pressure, a lot of emotion. They feel that they cannot have the child, that it's too much for them. It's going to ruin their life to have a child, or maybe they're on drugs and they just can't cope, or they have a psychiatric disability and they cannot cope with bearing a child. I understand the pressure and the pain. However, there are a lot of people who would like to adopt the child, and there are parents and grandparents who would love to have the child in their house. I am pro-adoption. Adoption in America is complicated and expensive, and there are simply not enough children put up for adoption. And so if you're thinking of terminating a pregnancy and you're healthy and you can bear to term and it's not a medical issue for you, it's rather a psychological issue or a financial issue or an issue of you're too young and you feel you can't cope, please go to an adoption agency or to a pro-life agency in your area and ask them, how can I keep this baby to term? And what will you do to help me to adopt this child out so it has a good home? Because God wants that child to live. And killing an innocent child, killing an innocent baby, is something that God gets very angry about. God does not like unnecessary abortions. It's different if it's the mother's health is on the line or something like that. But in the case where you can carry the child to term, please do so and give the child up to adoption or have it yourself with the help of your parents or grandparents. God loves children, God loves babies, and he doesn't want to see innocent blood shed. So please do not get an abortion. Please consider the other alternatives that are available, and there are plenty of people out there to help you. And you could probably go to a local church, and most pastors know of resources in your area that can help you to carry to term, to give that child over, and to feel that you have a good conscience. And you have not terminated that pregnancy, but you've given that child a chance at life, a chance of growing up and enjoying the world that you are part of. Next, a heart that devises wicked plans. There are people whose minds are always scheming. How can I rip this person off? How can I seduce that woman? How can I take advantage of that person? How can I pinch her husband away from her? Now, God does not want you thinking those things in your heart. You must not come up with wicked plans in your heart to backstab someone or to get someone's job or take someone's reward or promotion away from them. Your heart should be honest and true. You should walk in integrity. You should walk as someone who is a Christian and a person whose heart is pure and kind and compassionate and good. Do not think evil in your heart and do not come up with wicked plans. Verse 18, second half. Feet that run rapidly to evil. Now, your feet take you places in life. Some people's feet take them to all kinds of evil places. They will go into a bar. They will go down to the drug dealer's house. They will go into the house of someone that's immoral in order to have illicit sex. They will go into a casino in order to gamble or to scam people at the casino. Don't let your feet go to evil places. And don't let your feet take you into temptation. Avoid temptation at all costs. And don't run rapidly to evil. Run away from it. Run away from idols. Run away from gambling. Run away from the things that could destroy your life. Do not consider going to your neighbor's wife if she's husband's away. Do not consider thinking about some immoral pursuit and saying, yes, I've got to do that. No, no. Don't let your feet run rapidly to evil. Let them run rapidly in the opposite direction. Verse 19, first part. A false witness who utters lies. Earlier we saw that liars are an abomination to God. This is talking about people who are false witnesses, who stand up in court or who stand up in a family situation and say, oh, my husband did this, or my wife did that, or my children did this, and they're lying. They're a false witness is in an official situation. And they scam pastors like me and social workers and sheriffs and courts. And in these sort of situations, they think only of their own advantage, or someone pays them to tell false lies in order for that person who paid them to get some kind of advantage. Now, we don't want that. All of us who are in the human services areas see it all the time. We see students telling lies about teachers, and we see all sorts of things going on, and that's being a false witness. And teachers are being fired and accused of things that they've never done. And so most men have left teaching because of lies told about them, or the thought that someone might tell lies about them. And people are becoming terribly, terribly afraid to go into some professions. And then, and one who spreads strife among brothers. There are people who go around as talebearers, backstabbers, who build things up and spread strife and make molehills into mountains. They want to start fires, but they want to start social fires. They puff everything up. Do you know that she said and he said, da da da, and isn't that awful? And so they spread strife everywhere. And everywhere they go, there's trouble. These people are troublemakers, and they get into churches and they spread strife and doctrinal arguments and arguments over the music and everything else. And they deliberately do this because it makes them feel important and powerful. Look at this. I've started a fight. I've got this going and I'm the center of attention. And they get around and they do all this nonsense. Proverbs says, if you get rid of these people, if you get rid of the talebearer and the gossip and the person who's spreading strife, then the fire will go out. We need to be people of peace. God says, blessed are the peacemakers. Says that in the Sermon on the Mount. So God blesses the peacemakers, but he hates those who spread strife among brothers. So we're to be peacemakers, we're to be reconcilers. God has committed the gospel of reconciliation to us. We're not to walk in these seven sins. God hates these sins. God considers them to be abominations. We're to have a positive attitude, a godly attitude, a loving attitude. And we're not just to just brush these things off as, oh, that's my fault, I go around gossiping. No, 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 no. You have to repent of gossip. And your tongue is to be truthful about your neighbor. And you are to walk in the fear of the Lord. Your behavior must line up with what the Bible says. And then when it does, you will be blessed. If you engage in these behaviors, you'll be under the anger of God. And a lot will go wrong in your life. So if you're doing any of these things, repent right now and turn your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I'm not going to do this anymore. Well, I've run out of time. Have a blessed Saturday. This is John Edmiston signing off.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. This is a faith ministry, and if the Lord has touched your heart, you may give securely online at eternity.church.